Welcome back to the OU Daily International Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day. On Thursday, the 15th day of the month of Shvat, it's Tu B'Shvat. As always, it's great to be back with all of you. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Please note the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to introduce Rabbi Shlomo Nisanov of Kehilat Sfardim of Avad Achim in Kew Gardens Hill, New York, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed. Rabbi Nisanov slowly reciting our three daily chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed, and will be followed by Rabbi Nisanov saying the Mishaberach Lecholim and Achenu. We will conclude the call with a brief conversation with Rabbi Nisanov to learn more about his wonderful community in Kew Gardens. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Nisanov.
Thank you very much for having this opportunity to speak on Tu B'Shvat, today of the Chag Eilanot. You know, it's the time of redemption, time for realizing that we are here and making a difference for Alam Israel, because you know we are coming to New York. Hold on. We are outside and making a difference of all this Keilah that we have today of the Tehillim. You know, we learn that a person is Zikimba. Each and every person is an individual. It's somebody who should make a difference. It should be like a fruit-bearing tree. And what that means is, we know the famous thing, you cannot tree that gives fruit. You cannot cut it down. And this is what we have to remember. We have to be a force for reckoning. We have to be somebody that will be able to give us the zechut of all the Tehillim. And the zechut of Lag B'Omer that we have today, the zechut of Tu B'Shvat that we have today, should be zecheh le'or ha'samim and l'shnot chayim to all the communities and all the Jewish people around the world. We should pray for them, and they should be as fruitful, and they should be, Rav Hashem, have the mitzvot of Asim Tovim to make sure that we are needed in the world and for all of us, everybody around us. We're going to say Tehillim. May I start the Tehillim?
Please, Bechavad.
Thank you. Have the business bet. Lam Natseach al Hayelet Hashechem.
The Perek Chaf Gimel.
Chaf Gimel, I'm sorry. Okay. I got the wrong one, sorry. Chaf Gimel, here. Mizmor LaDavid, Adonai Elohi Lo Yechzar, Minot Yeshir Al Titen, Yandrim Nukod Yerach Aleti, Nafshi Yishover, Yanchene Vamaga Le Tzedek Laman Shimo. Gam Ki Elef Ugent Al Mavet Lo Yirara Ki Ata Imodi, Shiftecha Vishantecha Emo Yerach Amuni. תארח אופנוי שולחון נגד צודנאי, תשנתה בשמן ראשי כוסי רבייה. אך טוב וחסר נרדוכן לכל ימי חיי, תשנתי בבית אדוני לאורך ימים. And then קוף חב, which is the next one, is קוף חב גימול.
קוף חב אלף.
קוף חב אלף. חב אלף. שיר למעלות, עזרים עם אדוני עושה שמיים בארץ, אל ייתן למות רגליך, אל ילום שומריך, הנה אלוהינו ולא ישן שומר ישראל, אדוני שומריך, אדוני תלך ליד מנך, יומם השמש ויקקה וירח בלילה, אדוני ישמרך נקרא, ישמר נפשך, אדוני ישמר צאתך, ובואך מעתה ועד עולם. And the last one? קוף. Which was the last one?
Kuf Lamed.
Shira Ma'alot Adonai Shema Bekolit Yenecha Adonai Kashuvot Bekol Tachanonai אם אבונות תשמרי אדוני מי יעמוד כי עמך אצליך למען תברא ביתי אדוני כיתה נפשי מריד ולא אוכלתי נפשי לאדוני שומרים לבוקר שומרים לבוקר יחל ישראל אל אדוני כי אם אדוני החסד ואדוני עמו פדות הוא יבד ישראל מכל אבונותיו מי שברחמתנו אברהם יצחק משה לכל הקהילות הקדושות הוא יברך לרפא את כל החולים וישלח עוד משהו לשמיים לרמה חבריהם ושעשה גידיהם בתוך חולי ישראל רופאת הנפש ורופאת הגוף אין לרפן עליהם אין לרפן עליהם אין לרפן עליהם אין לרפן עליהם ט"ו בשבט מי לזעוק עשה בעגלה ובזמן קריב רצון ונאמר אמן שרופא שלמה לכל חולי עמי ישראל שברופאת הנפש ורופאת הגוף זה בעלי המון עוד בחולי אמן כן ירצון
And we conclude with Achenu.
Achenu kol v'et Yisrael ha'am v'shemet yarav. V'yagonu v'entrein ha'ashem v'shemet yarav 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 v'shemet
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Nesana. So we'll spend a few minutes now and just to learn a little bit more about your Kehillah, to learn more about your community. But first and foremost, how are you, your family, and the community doing?
Baruch Hashem, the community is doing well. It's difficult times. We're at times where everybody's afraid. But all in all, you know, there's not one Jew in the world, there's not one person who has not been affected by this COVID, the machala, the magefa, as they say. And Baruch Hashem, the community will come out stronger. And hopefully we'll be able to pass through this also.
And Baruch Hashem, we certainly hope so. So if you could share with us, with our listeners who may not be familiar with your community, if you can give us a little bit of a background, an overview of the shul and the community itself.
Bukharian Jews, thank you for that. Of course, Bukharian Jews have been around for almost 2,000 years, going back to Kurban Bayit Rishon. We immigrated from what is now called Central Asia, from the different parts of the Stan, Uzbekistan, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan. We have come here, been here, came to the United States about in the late 60s, the beginning of 70s. And the last immigration was in the collapse of the Soviet Union. Baruch Hashem, there is many Bukharian synagogues, Bukharian communities here in the United States, especially right here in Queens, in New York area in the city. We are almost 60,000 Bukharian Jews. You know, we are very similar. We are not Sephardim. We are more like Eidut HaMizrach, Eastern cultures. You know, and we never went to the Qurban. Baruch Hashem, we are here. You know, we're trying to become very much acculturated into the communities, the Jewish, greater Jewish community. Become part of the, you know, Bukharian Americans. Make sure that we always remember our heritage or where we came from.
Amazing. Beautiful. Last question for you. The world's changed so much because of the pandemic. And Baruch Hashem, although we still have a while to go, there is light at the end of the tunnel with the vaccines coming out. What communal changes do you anticipate for your Kehillah and perhaps for the broader Jewish community as we look towards a world post-COVID?
Well, first thing we realize is how much we need each other, how much we are dependent. One thing that this pandemic has made us realize is that we cannot be by ourselves. Desolation is very detrimental to one's physical, emotional, spiritual health, where you cannot get together. I think as a community, we will come out stronger. We will come to appreciate. Parents will appreciate their children. Children will appreciate their parents. You know, not being able to sit by a Seder like last year, this past Pesach was very, very scary, as my children and everybody felt. Like, I can't believe we're not going to have a lot of people around the table. I think because of that, this post-pandemic is going to make us realize how much we need each other, how much we are dependent on each other, and how much we have to be there for each other.
It's going to take the level of Avdalarecha Kamocha, a new level of really, really understanding what it means to feel in someone else's tzara. Himo Anochi Batara, to know to be, we are one, we will be there to do better and for worse times, and no matter what happens, because we realize that we need each other. And I think that is something that is great. We took it for granted, the fact that come and visit someone, the fact she could come to a wedding, to a simcha, and lo aleinu, not to a simcha. I think that will take on a very, very important role. And just coming to pray, coming to daven, it's taking it to a different level. We don't take it for granted, the fact that you have that opportunity to come to shul. As people who came from the former Soviet Union, we understood anti-Semitism, we felt it. And to know that you couldn't come to shul, like, was very scary. And now that you have that opportunity to come, I think it's going to be more appreciated than ever before.
I certainly think so, and I think it's a wonderful perspective, and hopefully none of us will take anything for granted going forward. Rabbi Nisanov, thank you so much for being on the call today and for providing us with a picture of your wonderful community and really the Bukharian community. As we are with all of Klal Yisrael and of the entire world, our thoughts and our tefillot, our prayers are with you and your community for continued bracha, success, growth, and good health. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all those in need will be answered with tova for good, and may the Rabbona Sha'olam, the Master of the world, please speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Friday, Erev Shabbos at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, as we will hear words of inspiration from Rabbi Zev Goldberg of the Young Israel of Fort Lee in Fort Lee, New Jersey. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day. Happy Tu B'Shvat.